So we don't hear so much about Balaramji. So how can we become more attracted to Balaramji also? In Svakti, there is room for variety within uniformity. What that means is, there is one common goal we have, that we have to serve Krishna. But within that, there is a lot of variety. Now, how I serve Krishna? There are so many different services we can do. And like that, you know, which particular manifestation of Krishna I serve? So that will also vary. Because some devotees may be very attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some may be attracted more to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Sorry, some may be attracted to Radharani. Some may be attracted to Nityananda. Some may be attracted to Śrīla Prabhupāda. Now all of us, all of them we are meant to be attracted to, but I am talking about some special connection that we may feel. So, our Aradhya Dev primarily is Krishna. Prabhupada started the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Now we could have said that, you know, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Yuga Avatar, we could say, why not Lord Chaitanya, why not International Society for Chaitanya Consciousness? No, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also worshipping Krishna. Balaramji also, he is God, but he is God in the mood of the servant of God. So in that sense, the focus of our tradition has always been on Krishna. If you look at our acharyas also, they have written books about Krishna. Yes, there are abundant descriptions of Balaramji's pastimes also, but that is not the focus. So that's just natural. Now, if we feel particularly attracted to a manifestation of the Lord, then we can take initiative. We can find out, you know, in which books Balaramji's pastimes were told more, or has any Vaishnava spoken a lot on Balaram. We can find out and hear that. Again, that is, like I told earlier, that Balaramji, if he is a Uddipan for us, then we can hear more about him. But overall, there is our tradition's focus has always been on Krishna. And that's why we hear about Krishna the most. Okay?